So I hope you all had a Zaman Cherusenu. Now it's a Zaman of Kabbalah Satira. And this is a course for a bunch of different shiurim on some of the problems you're going to have as people are going to be Isaac in Kiruv Rechaikim. And this can come in many, many contexts, whether you'll be a Rav of a Shul, maybe that'll be the greatest occasion where you'll have Shilas, whether you'll run a campus Kiruv, you know, whatever you're going to do, people do have shilas, and the shilas are not going to be not necessarily going to be the firmest shilas. Not necessarily going to be, what if I skipped Yalav Yavo and Rosh Chodesh or something? But there'll be shilas, which may involve you in cultural issues that are very foreign to the type of chinuch that you got in Eretz Yisrael, although you may remember them from prior lives or whatever. Whatever it would be. So the first thing that I have to say, which is obvious, is that obviously we're not here to give you any type of psak halacha. This is nimser. Some of these shaylos really sometimes have to go to gedolim, and if not to gedolim, at least to people who are well recognized poskim. And really, the first, they used to say, I don't know if it was ever true. They used to say that every American smicha for 30 years had Rav Moshe Feinstein's phone number. In the back. Now, I don't know. I guess my smicha didn't. But the thing is, one of the things that you have to know, which is very, very obvious, is you do have to have a kesher with the posek. Now, the posek should be a choshev posek. It doesn't have to be somebody in Eretz Yisrael, and there might be reasons that it should be a posek in Chutz Laretz if you're going to be in Chutz Laretz. The Sfarim say, Al todin es chavercha ad shetagi elim kama. I don't judge a person till you're in his place. Some have applied this. I don't want to get in trouble here. That Chutz Laretz Shailas should primarily go to Chutz Laretz Poskim because the Mokum is different. The society is different. The Nisyonis are different. And a Paisek is not only someone that knows Halacha, but someone who knows the Matzav that you're in. So I personally feel that Chutz Laretz Shailas should go to Chutz Laretz Poskim, but they have to be Paisekim of stature. In other words, a Paisek is not anybody who has smicha or whatever it is. But it's very, very important that asei l'charav, that you have someone that you ask shalos to. So I'm not here to be machriya anything whatsoever, just to share with you some shalos that come up and different mara makaimis, what paiskim say. Now, this is a very good sefer. You may have seen this already. Makarev b'yamin. This came out a year or two ago. Rav Chaim Avram Zakatinsky, whose father is a well-known Kiruv person in Queens, and the son is a big Talmud Chacham and works with his father in Kiruv Rechaikim. And he actually takes, in fact, this course is based on the Sefer, so you can kind of, I'm not urging you to cut, but you can take the Sefer and read the Sefer, and if you totally master it, you'll more or less know what we're going to talk about. But he has 24 discussions of many, many Shailas. What is even better, I'll give you a little secret. I don't know why the Mechaber did this, but on HebrewBooks.org, you can get this sefer for free. Just go on your computer, assuming you get a hetzer for internet, you can actually download this sefer. I don't know why Mechaberim do it, but many Mechaberim put their svarim for free these days.
It's really annoying to read it online, so if you like it, eventually you want to buy it.
That's true.
It's very annoying. Even on HebrewBooks, it's like old.
Yeah, that is true. It's not easy. It's not easy to use, and of course, on Shabbos you can't use it. In addition, our own Rav Mordechai Becher and Rav Moshe Newman. Moshe Newman is still there. Mordechai Becher was used to be a very beloved Rebbe in Or Sameach. Also wrote both in Hebrew and in English, although the coverage is not exactly the same in both books. Two very, very good books on halachic issues in Kiruv Rechaikim. And these are books that you should have, as well as Rav Moshe Weinberger. Rav Moshe Weinberger actually was the pioneer, even before Rav Becher wrote a book on Jewish outreach. Now, there are really two different types of questions, though. You have to have two different types of questions. I mean, some types of questions are questions the Baal Tshuva will ask you. Like, how do I kosher my kitchen? How do I do this? In other words, questions about the person who is trying to come closer to Yiddishkeit. Those are questions regarding that person, but then they're going to be questions regarding you. In other words, can I, speak in a conservative synagogue? Can I give a shir to a mixed group? Right. So these are really two different mitzvahs. One is a shaila mitzad the makarev, and the other is a shaila mitzad the makurav. Right. So both of these types of shailas you have to deal with. And as a general hashkafa, here is the thing. Obviously, we're proceeding on the assumption, which not everybody agreed to, but this is the assumption. This is why there's Or Sameach in the world, and Eisha Torah and Chappelle's, that Kiruv Rechaikim is considered to be a great mitzvah. Okay, this is going to be our klal. The Rambam writes that Kiruv Rechaikim is actually a fulfillment, strangely enough, of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. Very interesting chiddush. The Rambam says, if you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you'll want to bring people to do Hashem's mitzvah. It's a big chiddush. Most learn differently. Most learn Kiruv Rechaikim is an inyan of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. I do chesed to a person by bringing him to Olam Haba. I do chesed by giving that person zechuyos, right? So most locate the imperative of Kiruv as an expression of Avas Yisrael. The Rambam says Kiruv is also an expression of Avas Hashem, because Avraham Avinu was wanted to be Machnis Tachas Kanfei Ashchina to be Makadesh Shem Shemayim. The pashut is, the answer is that it's both. But here is the thing. One of the big nisyonos that every person in Kiruv Rechaikim has is that a person makes cheshbonos and a person thinks, well, you know, if I'm a little lenient here, I'm a little makel here, I don't stand up for here, I could be more effective in getting more people to be Makuriv. Now, one has to know that one has to follow halacha. This is an obvious point. Now, halacha itself will have leniencies for Kiruv Rechaikim, but the leniencies have to be leniencies that the halacha itself represents. In other words, in theory, there is no heter whatsoever to ever deviate from a halachic rule because of the higher end of Kiruv Rechaikim, unless the halacha itself creates within it certain inyanim that allow you to be mekel. But that's not deviating from halacha, that's within the halachic system. So one has to be very careful about this. The Yetzer Hara is very, very strong. And it's, you know, it comes from a good motivation. You know, I want to do more, you know, etc. But one has to avoid this because ultimately you are guardians of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And it's not your property, it's not our property, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam's property. And therefore, we have to handle it the way he instructs us to handle it. It is not hefker. I see a mashal that some svarim give. Imagine that I put you in charge of my store for the day. I have a store of merchandise. And the merchandise is sold at a certain price. And you see that nobody's buying the merchandise because it's too expensive. So you, on your own, start selling, you know, $1,000 items for $50. And everybody's buying. And at the end of the day, you come back to me and you say, oh, see what I did? I just lowered everything from $1,000 to $50,000. Everybody's buying. He says, yeah, but this is my merchandise. You don't have a right to be Garim Hefseidim. When it comes to Shmira Satira, you know, your achrayas is to teach Tiras Hashem in its truth, in its MS. And if you're not Matzliach, for whatever reason, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision. That for whatever reason, there would not be Hatzlacha. But, you know, you can't make a cheshbon of hatzlacha to deviate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sechay, right? So that's a general idea, what you need to know. Now, tonight I'm going to discuss a shaila, really, out of the blue. It has come up, and Rabbanim get this shaila, but it may not be a shaila you're typically going to get. But it's interesting because it's a lumdash shaila, and so tonight I'm going to give you a little lumdash, even though it's not the typical shaila you have. But as I say, Rabbanim get this shaila. And that is, let's say you're talking to a wonderful Baal Tshuva, and the Baal Tshuva happens to tell you that he had an affair. In his old days, he had an affair with somebody's wife under an oifen where the wife is not allowed to live with her husband anymore because she was a woman that's mezaneh. Now, this can come in two forms. Sometimes the woman herself might tell you, I was mezaneh, do I have to tell my husband? Right, well, I'll deal with both questions. And sometimes the shaila is, the man is the Baal Tshuva, and the man is telling you, I was mezaneh with an Eishes Ish, am I mechuyev to be my dia, the husband? And what are the yesaitis? This is a very, very serious, this, you know, again, in this world, this happens. Again, I've gotten shailas like this, and of course, in the classical, Neid Behuda and others talk about this shaila b'diyuk. Now, I'm going to take both ends first. The more difficult shaila is when a woman herself says, I was mezaneh, beratzon, and I'm usur. But let's first talk about a man as a Baal Tshuva, and a man simply says, I was mezaneh with Reuven's wife, do I have to tell Reuven? Because after all, Reuven's not allowed to be with his wife. If he would, I'm assuming, of course, that Reuven has a valid kedushin with his wife. Otherwise, she wouldn't become forbidden. So here, the issue is the following. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos that if I'm walking in the streets and I am makir that I'm wearing shatnas, all of a sudden it hits me that I'm wearing shatnas, I am mechuyev to rip off my garments, even if I'm going to be naked in the street. Right, hamaytzei kolayim bebigdai, paishtai afilu b'shuk, because even though kavod abrios is a very important thing, but ein chachma v'ein tevuna neged Hashem, that for kavod shemayim, even if you are going to be totally humiliated, you're mechuyev to be paishtai. So the Gemara has a sugi in Maseches Brachos. Don't we have another klal that kavod abrios is daicha? So the Gemara's maskana, without going to the whole shakla v'tarya, the Gemara's maskana is the following maskana. That kavod abrios is always daicha and isur d'rabbanan. Right? So if kavod abrios if
always?
Yeah, kavod abrios is daicha and isur d'rabbanan. But for an isur d'iraisa, it's only daicha b'shevi altasa and not b'kumbiase. So the example the Gemara gives is the following. There is a din by Hashava Saveda, that if a big Talmud Chacham or even an old person sees a little cat running around, so even though there's a chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda, but this is called zokein, the eino lefi chavaydei, right? If it's not kavadik for him to be running around with a cat or a sheep, so a zokein the eino lefi chavaydei is pater from Hashavas Aveda, because kavod abrios paters him from Hashavas Aveda. Now the Gemara says, but that's because it's shevi al tase. Kavod abrios is telling him he's not mechuyev to do something. So kavod abrios is daicha both an asay and a lav. Hashavas aveda is an asay and a lav. Leisuchal hisalein and hashev tishivein, but it's daicha only because it's shevi al tase. By contrast, the Gemara says, although the Gemara's dimin is not so pleasant, that kolayim shatnas is shevi al is kumbiase. Now, why is that so? Actually, that's not so pleasant. L'chayre, if I'm walking around with shatnas, once I put it on, not removing it is shevi al tase. But the Gemara seems to say no, because since the way you got the shatnas on you was by a maisa of levisha, so the whole aveira of wearing shatnas is considered a continuation of a maisa. When it comes to a maisa, kavod abrios is no hedger, right? So the Gemara says beferish that kavod abrios is only on a doraisa level is only deicha shevi al tasa. It's not deicha kum viase. Now, the Gemara is talking about where the guy who's loveis shatnas discovers he's wearing shatnas. Now, here we have a big machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush about the following issue. What if Reuven is wearing shatnas and Reuven doesn't know that he's wearing shatnas? But I know that Reuven is wearing shatnas. And I know that if I tell Reuven that he's wearing shatnas, he's going to have to strip and he's going to be humiliated. Am I mechuyev? We're going to assume that Reuven will follow the halacha. Am I mechuyev to tell Reuven that he's wearing shatnas if that will result in Reuven suffering a bizayin? Now, if he's in the house or whatever it is, for sure I tell him, but he's in the street. Am I mechuyev to tell him if that will result in Reuven suffering kavod habrias? So, the Rush says, you're not mechuyev to tell him. The Rambam says, not only are you mechuyev to tell him, but if he doesn't listen, you rip it off yourself. Now, the Shagas Aryeh says that the Machlekes, the Rambam, and the Rush is based on what is the Gemara's definition of kum v'yasei versus shei v'altase. The Rush learns, we look at it from the perspective of the guy that has information. Meaning like this. You're wearing shatnas. You did an avera b'kum v'yasei. But the shaila we have now is, am I mechuyev to tell you that you're doing an Aveira. Well, if I don't tell you, I am over on the mitzvah of Teichecha b'shevi al tasa. So the Rush basically says, since my not telling you is a shevi al tasa, your kavod habrios would potter me from having to tell you you're doing an Aveira, and I can wait until you get home, and then I can tell you. In other words, the Rush will define this case as shave the altas. In other words, I don't tell you. The Rambam, however, this is the Shagasari, he says, the Rambam, however, learns that the definition of shave the altas and kumvi asay is not defined from the perspective of the meichiach, but it's defined from the perspective of the maisa avera that is being committed. And since the Gemara clearly holds that shatness is called a kumvi asay haraya, because if the guy knew, he'd have to take it off, then I, as a meichiach, cannot patur myself because of shevi al tase, because there's an aveira that's kumvi asay going on here. So halt, the Rambam, I am mechuyev to be meichiach, and not only that, but if he doesn't listen, I take it off, because kavod abrios is only nidche for a shevi al tase, and this is called kumvi asay. So we have a machlekes, the Rush and the Rambam, regarding what is the definition of shev v'al tase and kum v'yase. Zuk de Neida b'Yehuda. The Neida b'Yehuda actually had this shaila about a chayzer b'tshuva. Mamish the case here. A chayzer b'tshuva who says, he was, well, by the way, this is a very delicate case. Neida b'Yehuda's case is very, very delicate. He was mezana with his mother-in-law. Okay. but be it as it may. At least he had a good relationship with his mother. Okay, but anyway, but the thing is, but being as it may, the question is, does he have to tell his father-in-law that he's a mezana with his mother-in-law? So the Neida b'Yehuda wanted to say initially that this is toloi on the machlekes, the Rambam, and the Rush. You hear? That according to the, because I guess, in other words, obviously the problem would be, this would cause tremendous embarrassment, tremendous humiliation. Mm. See, that's a key. If covenant breach wouldn't be a factor, then for sure you have to do it. But this would cause tremendous bizayot in the family. People would hear about it, whatever it is. So the question is, does the son-in-law have a heter als kavod habriyos not to be megala the chait that his father-in-law is committing by continuing to live with his wife? So the Neida b'Yehuda wants to say initially, according to the Rush, that mitzad the meichiach, it is called a shevi al tase, there would be a heter of kavod habriyos not to be megala. But according to the Rambam, that you're not looking at it mitzad the meichiach, but you're looking at it mitzad the aveira being done, certainly the guy living with a wife he's not allowed to live with, that's vadai. That's even much more kumbi asay than shatness. So Neidibu's initial point, he goes through a lot of stages, it's a very long tshuva. Neidibu's initial point is that according to the Rush, it would you would not have to be megala, and according to the Rambam, you would have to be megala. And he points out that this is actually a machlokes halacha, because he comes up with another case like this. The case would be, this is actually brought down in the Ramah, what if a Kohen is sleeping naked, he's just sleeping under a blanket without clothes, and you know, you're a Yisrael, you know that a mace just died in the house, and the Kohen is not allowed to be in the house because of Tumas mace. Am I mechuyev to tell him immediately? Because if I tell him right now that there's a mace in the house, if I tell him, he would not be allowed to put on his clothes. He'd have to run out with the blanket, right? Which is a chisaron of kavod habriyos. Mm. So again, this is totally on the same machlokes, because mitzad the kohen, this is considered to be, well, the question is, this is considered to be, well, the question is, I'm trying to think, why would this be a kumvi asay at all, actually? I mean, l'chaira, if the kohen entered the house before the mace died, that's a pure shevi al tase, and l'chaira kavod habriyos would, in fact, kavod habriyos would patur him even if he found out. Even if he found out, he would be allowed to get dressed. No, but it's different. It's different. Because Shatnas, I did a Maisa Levisha Ba'avera. I put on a woolen linen garment. I'm going to have to remind, I mean, L'chayr, L'fi Peshutai, it would seem as a Devar Pashut, that not only wouldn't I have to tell him, but even if he knew, he could get dressed. The case would have to be, he walked into a house where there was a mace and he went to sleep. Then it would be like Shatnas, because the Maisa was a Maisa B'Aveira, but in terms of Kavanah Brias, do I have to tell him and the like? But the Neid B'Yehuda then comes out, he's very strict on this. The Neid B'Yehuda's own psak is...
How's there a Ramah Pasuk in that case?
There are more paskins in that case that he has to leave. In other words, you have to tell him right away, and so which means, in other words, he's neiter like the Rambam in that case. But the Neid B'Yehuda comes out like this. He's very machmir in this tshuva. The Neid B'Yehuda comes out that even according to the Rush, the son-in-law must tell his father-in-law, because he tainas like this. He tainas, although it's hard to know what the shear is, that even the Rush, in other words, the chiluk the Gemara itself makes between Shevi Altasa and Kumvi Asay, and the fact that the Gemara says B'Shevi Altasa Kavod Abrius is Nitcha, and the fact that the Rush says not being my Chiyach is called Shevi Altasa, that's only when the Avarian is only going to be committing the Avera for a small amount of time, meaning I'm wearing Shatnas, eventually I'm going to take it off, and when I take it off, you tell me and I'm not going to put it back on again. But in a situation where the Aveira is going to be Nimshach forever, as long as they live, it says even the Rush would not allow you not to be Megalas. In other words, he's Mechalek between something like Shatnas, which by definition, and even by Tumas Kohen, as soon as he wakes up, I'll tell him he'll get dressed and he'll leave or whatever. But by Znus, if you'll never be Megalas, there'll never be an occasion to. In other words, if you're Pachah from telling him, you'll always be Pachah from telling him. So B'chei Agavni sign is the rush would vadai be mechayev you. However, the Neid B'Yehuda suggests you don't have to tell him that you were the one that was Mazana. just say, I know that she was Mazana, whatever it is, you're not mechayev to get yourself in trouble. But he says on the other hand, midarchei hatshuva would be to cry and be mischanein. And he also says, there's a chiyuv of bakashas mechila, so memela als your tshuva. In other words, als afrushe mi isura. You don't have to say you did it, but als your inyan of tshuva. Although I was thinking, luchari, this is totally in another machlekes, Rav Yisrael Salanter and the Chafetz Chaim, a famous machlekes. Rav Yisrael Salanter was older than the Chafetz Chaim, but he saw the sefer Chafetz Chaim and he said, Baruch Hashem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mechin Manhigim for the new door, and he went through the whole sefer be'ian. And Rav Yisrael Salanter, the Velt says, Rav Aaron used to say that Rav Yisrael was only chaylik on one halacha in the Chafetz Chaim, and that is, what is the seder of bakashas mechila? I spoke lashon hara about you, right? It's a bein adam lechaveira. Yom Kippur is not mechaper ad shiratzes chaveira. So I have to go over to you and I have to ask mechila because I said bad things about you. So the question is, I go over to you and I say, be meichel me for whatever I did wrong. You have a right to ask me, what did you do wrong? So I say, well, I said bad things about you. You have a right to say, well, what did you say? So according to the Chafetz Chaim, you are mechuyev to tell the person what you said about him, in order for his mechila to be a valid mechila, otherwise you don't get a kapara. This is what the Chafetz Chaim says. So the Velt says, we don't have it in writing, but Rav Aaron used to say, Rav Yisrael Salanter was chaylik in this. Because Rav Yisrael Salanter said that what gives you a right to be mevakish mechila if in the process of being mevakish mechila you're going to hurt the person more? In other words, it's like saying, oh, you don't want to know what I said about you. And then you tell the person, I said so and so. I mean, it's going to hurt the person. So Yisrael Salanter actually paskins that you're never mavakish mechila in an eifin where being megala the chait is going to hurt the person more, and you simply are soimecha on the mechila klalis, just say generally, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mechila you because you have a din of an honest. So I'm thinking that it could be that this is similar. Neid B'Yehuda actually names on like the Chafetz Chaim. The Nei Rabbi Yehuda says, the son-in-law is mechuyev midarchei hatshuva, not lafrushim misura, to tell his father-in-law that I was the one that did it and please forgive me. It could be that according to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that would not be appropriate. So it could be you have a nice raya from the Nei Rabbi Yehuda ataka that he's following, going with the Chafetz Chaim and Paskin later. Yeah.
If there's not going to be any problem with Kavod Abrius, if you can just arrange for them to get divorced. You have to divorce your wife, and somehow.
Yes, I'll talk about that. Certainly, you'll see. The other parties can analyze it differently. The Nei Rabbi Yehuda analyzes it with the following assumption that he's making. His assumption is you're vadai mechuyev to be megala, and the shaila is only covered up rias. And even then, he says you're mechuyev. Now, according to Nei Rabbi Yehuda's mahalach, it would be a davar pashut. That if there's no covered abrius issue about it, you're mechuyev. But we'll see. The other price can take a different mahalach where they say, bichlal, you don't have to be megalah. And I'll talk about that. Yeah.
Just stam and longest, the chilek of the rush, between the two cases, the chilek of no dida and the rush between the two cases, seems sure, because even the rush will be mother that any kol zman that the person could be embarrassed, so therefore the person is, you're not mechuyev out the moichiach. It's still a sheva al tasti. So even though over here it's la netzach, it's forever.
I understand.
But kozman, the embarrassment is chal, it'd be the same thing.
I mean, I hear what you're saying. What you're saying is a good svara, but the Nei Rabbi says not to.
I'm asking what I'm saying is
Nei Rabbi Yehuda basically says that avada, there's never a heter to let a person stay in an avera lenetzach, and it's only when something is mugdur with a zman katsav. But you're right. The emes is what's taka the chiluk. I mean, the only in other words, an avera lezman katsav is also an avera. And if
where does he? This is a chiluk. He made this up.
He says it b'svara. I don't think he brings right. He says it in b'svara. He's medayik. Well, the truth is, I mean, he's medayik from the lashon of the rush. The rush's lashon is manichai lefisha. I mean, he's medayik from the lashon of the rush, such a thing. But he takes it very, 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 very seriously. Now, so according to the Nei Rabbi Yehuda, you're to be megala. In terms of being mafresh the guy from Israel, you don't have to tell him that you're the one. But he tied us midarchei hatshuva. You do because that's the union of bakashas mechila on a chait that's bein adam lechaveira. Now let me just mention that many paiskim are in fact chaylik on the Nei Rabbi Yehuda. Now I'll get to the woman herself later. That's a little bit of a different shaila. And here is the problem. Because to really understand this in depth, we have to ask ourselves another question, and that is. What if I follow the Nei Rabbi Yehuda, and I tell the guy? Does the guy have to divorce his wife? In other words, is he mechuyev to believe the person? What's the halacha generally? If somebody tells me, the wife was mezana. So here you have to know the basic halacha. The basic halacha generally is that ushering a woman on her husband is called a davar shebe'erva. Right? An ein davar shebe'erva. Pachas Mishnayim, and an Eid Echad generally does not aser an Isha Labaila. The only exception is if there's Kinoi and Stira, meaning to say, if there are two Eidim that the husband, this is a Saita, the husband warned her not to be with the guy, and then there are Eidim that she was Misyachedes with a guy, so if there's even an Eid Echad that she was actually Mizana. Of course, she's already usher with Kidu Yastira, but the Eid Echad will usher her that she's not given the option of drinking the Mayim of Saita. But without Eidei Kinoi and Eidei Stira, an Eid Echad doesn't usher. Yeah.
Isn't it a problem for him, even if there was Kinoi, him being Baal Dava, he can't be an Eid, right?
Well, that would be an issue too. Although there we might say Palgin and Dibura. We might believe him. That she was Mazana and not accept the part that he, right? Just like we say, Polani Ravani Lutzaini, we say, Eino de Mesa Masme, remember? In other words, we don't believe the part that you did it, and we accept you as an Eid Echad. Right? That's called Palgin and Dibura. So the emes is, the Nei Rabbi Yehuda L'chayr is a Pella, because the Nei Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm Mechayev to tell him, so he shouldn't be Ivar and Isser, but he's not Mechayev to believe me. And if he's not mechuyev to believe me, he's allowed to stay married. If he's allowed to stay married, why am I mechuyev to tell him? In other words, why am I mechuyev to tell him if after I tell him, in fact, for carrots, if he's allowed to stay married, then I shouldn't tell him because I'm undermining Shalom Bayis. Say again? Well, Hadas Baldin can be Mechayev him, but Hadas Baldin cannot be Mechayev the woman to leave her husband. So there's one little knach here that you have to know. The knach of the Gemara is the following. Even though a woman is not Neseres Labaila al pi eid echad, but if the husband trusts the eid as if he's Kishnayim, now that is a very specialized meaning. That means if the husband knows the guy and normally considers the person, not just in this, but in everything, he considers the person as reliable as two witnesses, and we have to know this from other inyanim, then the halacha is the husband is usher. So, like this. Obviously, therefore, any chiyuv to be magala, lafrushe meisura, could only be chal under a fanim, where the person has an amanus to the husband as good as to eidim. Now, the Ben Ish Chai makes the following argument. It's an interesting argument. He says, well, listen, if this is a guy that you normally trust and he tells you he was Mizana, you know, that's going to take away your trust in him. And therefore, the husband will probably not believe you so much. And Mamela, why are you Mukhayev to tell him? So, in other words, that's the cheshbon. In other words, the cheshbon is this. There's no dimion to shatness. When it comes to shatness, in other words, this is fakir. In other words, the Nei Behuda is trying to say, even like the Rush, you have to tell him. The Ben Ish Chai Tainas, even like the Rambam, you don't have to tell him. Because Bishlamo, when it comes to shatness, where there's a din of Eid Echad Naman B'Isurim, so if an Eid Echad tells you it's shatness, you're mechuyev to believe him, and you're mechuyev to take off the garment. So halt the Rambam, I'm mechuyev to tell you. And the Rush says it's a Shevi Altas. But by Ishas, it's not a Dover Mukhlat that she's going to be Neseris. Because that's totally on the subjective idea that the husband is Maimon in like two Eidim. So me Yamer is going to be Maimon. Which means like this. If there would be two Eidim that knew, it's Itachain, the two Eidim would have to tell the husband. Because that's Eidus, the husband's mechuyev. But when it's only the Bayel or an Eid Echad that knows, so mi yemar. So according to this, I want to say, even though you might think, well, Ben Ish Chai was very, very chashuv, very great, but Nedib Yehuda normally, among Ashkenazim at least, the Nedib Yehuda is a more definitive, more mukubal paisek. But still, you should know that most modern paiskim, including Rav Shmuel Vosner, who is a machmer in many, many inyanim, he says he didn't want to be marich. he says he didn't want to be marich in unpleasant things, but he says he just wants to say, suffice it to say, that it's makubal among modern paiskim that the person shouldn't be megala, because mi yemar that he's neman kishnayim, and therefore it's not clear that the husband would be mechuyev to be maimin the person. And if al pidin, the husband is not mechuyev to be maimin the person, then there's no reason of telling. By the way, this is also, in fact, it might even be lashon hara. This is reminiscent of another din in the Chafetz Chaim. An example would be the following. Let's talk about Hilchos Lashon Hara for a moment. Let's assume that you bought something, or you want to buy something, and I have information that the seller sells goods that are defective or that are pogum. And therefore, I want to give you that information because that's the tayeles that you shouldn't buy defective merchandise. So the Chafetz Chaim discusses, is there an issur of Lashon Hara, or since I'm doing it to spare you money or disadvantage, that's called a gilui l'tayeles, or for a shidduch. Can I tell you some Lashon Hara about the kala or about the chasan or whatever, where there's a hetel house? So one of the tanam of the Chafetz Chaim is very interesting. I'm only allowed to be megala mumin if there's a reasonable likelihood that it's going to make a difference in the decision-making process. That if I tell you this, it'll be meineya you from the transaction. See, we might think the opposite. We might think that's worse. But he says, no. Because if my giving you that information will steer you away from a bad deal, or steer you away from a bad investment, or steer you away from a difficult or a bad shidduch, then there's a positive reason for me to tell you. That's leisamad al damreyecha. But if the pshat is you're going to buy it anyway, and if the pshat is you're going to get married anyway, then the Chavetz Chaim says, fakert. Then it's lashon hara, because I'm putting bad ideas into your mind where you're going to think badly about this and that when you're going through it. Right? So fakert. We might think the opposite. We might think it's more lashon hara if it's going to break the deal. But it's the same idea here, the Ben Ish Chai says, and Rav Vosner says, and that is, if the husband is not mechuyev to believe it, then it might even be lashon hara to tell him, because it's not going to affect whether he'll stay married or not. And by the way, he also brings a factor. This is very interesting. And Rav Avadya Yosef also says the same thing. So Rav Avadya and Rav Vosner are both Soimich and the Ben Ish Chai Keneged the Neida B'Yehuda. And they say the following cheshbon. They use the cheshbon of Takanas HaShavin. He says, if the pshat is that people who had affairs have to reveal it to other people, that may be Maineya people from doing tshuva. And therefore, B'chi HaGavna. Now again, you see how the methodology works here. We're not simply saying, oh, in order to prevent people, that we should encourage tshuva, we're maturing something. Rather, this becomes a factor when there's a machlekes hapaiskim. So we use takanas hashavin as a machria when there's a machlekes hapaiskim. In other words, you don't stamazai, you don't use this as an independent variable. You don't say, oh, you don't have to say because that'll make it hard for people to do tshuva. But rather, this is a factor that vadai is used in being machria among paiskim. So takanas hashavin is a very important idea. Yeah.
If it's possible to be maneya the husband from living with his wife, lemaisa, when he lives with her, he's doing over an averus.
No, so this is already a question of lumdus. This is actually a difficult question of metaphysical lumdus, and that is, no, it really depends how you understand the concept of nemonis. If the Torah says, in order for a man to be forbidden to be with his wife, there is certain rayas that have to be established, a certain nemonis, either edus, kino yustira, or nemono like kishnayim, how do you understand that? Is it the pshat that he's doing a maisa avera, but the Torah allows him to be soimich that he's not? But if Alibid the Emes, you know that he's doing an Aveira. He's doing an Aveira, even though the Eibishter said he's allowed to do it. But from your perspective, he's doing an Aveira. Or is it the Pshat that in the absence of Nemonis, the Chalais Isser isn't there at all? Now, Kashrus would be different. In other words, Macholas Asuras, right? If I eat a ham sandwich, so even if Al Pidin, two Adam tell me, in other words, I guess, let's say two Adam tell me this is absolutely kosher, and I eat it. Am I allowed to eat it? I'm allowed to eat it. But let's say, Klape Shmaya Galya, it's treif. I did an Avera. Now, maybe I won't get punished, you know, etc. But Avada, I did the Maisa Avera. Because if it's Chazer, I ate Chazer. But the Chassam Sefer says a Svara that in Dine Nemonis, for this, for Zenus, the din of Ein Davar Shebe'erva Pachas Mishnayim actually means that even if she was Mizana Aliba Diemis, if the requisite Raya was not there, it's not a Maisa Avera Bichlam. In other words, it's not the Pshat she's usher to him, but he's allowed to assume that she wasn't Mazana. The Peshat is, even if she was Mazana, Klapi Shmayagal. Now,
so we'll be Maneya him from doing tshuva.
Huh?
So we'll be Maneya him from doing tshuva.
If what?
Even if you do tell him, it doesn't need to be believed. He doesn't need to believe you. And so it doesn't make much of an impact on his life. He can carry on staying married to his wife.
It's uncomfortable for people.
Even if Al Pidin, he doesn't have to believe you, he probably will think that you did it. And, you know, it, certainly with your son-in-law, it'll affect that relationship one way or the other. Of course, the one who may get divorced is not the mother-in-law and her husband. It may be the daughter and the son-in-law may be the ones who get forced to get divorced. But, you know, it would certainly be emotionally very, very uncomfortable. Now here's the thing. Yeah.
So we're saying as if the Maase Avera was never done? That's how
Shemayim looks
at it.
This is the mashmos. In other words, it's similar. It's similar, for example, to
we're saying that there's no isser on them to continue to be married, even though the Maase Avera was done. So you can't say Metzius wasn't done if it was.
No, but that's what I'm saying. In other words, the definition of the Metzius that assers a woman labayla is the Maase plus the raya, and I'll give you a very good dimyon, because keep in mind that the marker that you need to aid him is the principle of ein dover sheba erva pachas mishnayim. That's the klal. Now, we apply the rule of ein dover sheba erva pachas mishnayim to three cases: gittin, kedushin, and asering a woman labayla. Now let's take gittin and kedushin. Let's say a man is makadosh a woman, shalei b'fnei edim. Now, is it the pshat? Now, can somebody else marry her? Yeah. Now, is the reason I can marry her because since there are no edim, I can assume that there was no maaseh kedushin? Or is it the pshat, even if there was a maaseh kedushin, it didn't make her an eishes ish? You see the difference? By mamon, Edim are only there to prove something. Meaning, if I sell you something and there's no Edim, if there was a Kinyan, you're Kaina. If there wasn't a Kinyan, you're not Kaina. But if you can't prove it, it's whatever. By Kedushin, the Edim are not just there to prove there was a Kedushin. The Edus makes the Etzem Chalais. That's why the Gemara says in Kedushin that Haidas Baldin is nothing. That even if the husband says, or the man says, I gave her Kesef, and even if the woman says she got kesef, right? And if I'm a kara, for example, and even if I saw the marriage, I saw the maase kedushin, it's totally null and void, and I can marry the woman. In other words, you see the difference, Dean. These are called edim lekiyume, between witnesses that are simply there for evidence versus witnesses that actually make the chalais. So, what the Rav Vosner seems to be saying is that even by Saita, the Chalais Isser of Saita is totally on a type of Edus that has to exist. But we'll see. I mean, L'chalachar, it's not so pashut. Yeah.
I mean, does that mean that the adultery never happened? Like, in Shemayim?
The adultery happened, but adultery, unproven adultery, doesn't ask her a woman.
So, right? But there's still going to be judged for the... The
mice. Well, she committed an Aveira. She committed an Aveira. But she committed Zanus, yeah, of course. But that's not the thing that asers her labayla alone. Yeah.
But subsequently, every time she lives with her husband, she's also to him?
Well, what I'm saying is not. What I'm saying is that if there is no edus that says that she's usher, then halacha says she's allowed to live with her husband. So now the question is whether that helps for her. See, that's the question. That really raises the second question, because I want to raise the second question, which in many ways is not so pushit that Rav Vosner would matter and the Ben Ish Chai would matter. And that is, we have a yesod that the third party is not mechuyev, right? That unlike the Neid Amidah, the third party is not mechuyev to be megala. But the more difficult question is mitzad the woman. And really, there are two different problems here. A woman is married to a guy, and we're assuming it's a valid kedushin, right? If it's not a valid kedushin, actually, if they're both becoming chozrei b'tshuva, it may not be such a problem, because perhaps she was mezana when she was not married to the guy. But let's assume there was a valid chup of a kedushin, she's married to the guy.
On the way, I heard that the fact that people live together for a long time is considered kedushin.
It might be. We'll talk about that for sure. But just to make it a little simpler, let's assume there's vadai, a valid kedushin, and the woman is a chazaris b'tshuva, or even if she's from, by the way, but unfortunately, a woman might be from and might be nichshal, as the man might be nichshal. I mean, it happens sometimes. So the question becomes, does she either have to tell her husband, or if she doesn't want to tell her husband, at least does she have to kind of stop living with him or ask for a get? Or, I mean, even if she doesn't have to be Megala, what she did. Now here, the problem is this. The problem is, even if you go, let's go back to a basic question. What is the halacha if a woman tells her husband? All right, let's go back to that. In other words, before we ask, does she have to tell him? Let's ask the question, what is the din if she does tell him? If a woman tells a man, tameya ani lach. So here we have a very interesting halacha. The Mishnah in the Nedarim, the last Mishnah in the Nedarim, it's actually in the Gemara, says that min ha-tayra, if a woman says tameya ani lach, she's forbidden to her husband. Because shavi nafshi chaticha di surah. But Chazal made a takana. Chazal made a takana that if a woman says Temeya Anilach, she's not believed. This is a takana's chachamin. The Ran has an arichas. How could they make such a takana? But they made a takana that if she says Milach, she's not believed. Why? Shema Eineha Nosna Biacher. What does that mean? That maybe she wasn't Mizana, and she's saying she was Mizana because that she wants to get out of the marriage, and that way the husband will divorce her, and she'll get out of the marriage. So because of Shema Eina Nosna Biacher, the woman's not believed. Now, once again, if you go with the Yisayid, however you understand the Takana, that the husband is not Mechuyev to divorce his wife, then there'll be no reason for her to tell him. On the other hand, the problem once again is we have the same klal that even after the takana, if his wife is nemenes to him, like two edim, the takana doesn't apply, and he is usher. So once again, Rav Osner would say that you can't automatically be taila that it's nemenes that way. So he says even in that case. But what bothers me is this. I guess it bothers me this way, because when you have a case of the woman herself, it's not just the aveira that the man is committing. It's the aveira of the woman herself. Now, l'chaira, even if we say she's not obligated to separate him from his aveira, right? Maybe that's shevi altasa, but lagabe her. See, unlike the bayal, who is simply passively not giving teichacha, she is continuing to be Ivar and Aveira every time because she knows. So you're saying it's not called a Maisa Aveira at all? Everything for her
she
is called.
No, she does. She never goes to the mikvah. She never does
anything. Goes to the mikvah, yeah. Well, that's a shaila. Yeah. So, but nevertheless, as I say, the paiskim that matcher, they matcher it even mitzad the woman herself. So the bottom line, I mean, is although the lumdus is a little complicated, but the bottom line basically is that because of the principle of ein davar shebe'er v'pachas mishnayim, the husband is not mechuyev to be mekabel the edus of the bayal, nor is the husband even mechuyev to be mekabel the edus of his wife because of shema eina nasna biacher, and v'chiyai gavna he's only mechuyev to be mekabel if it's neman olav kishnayim, and she's not mechuyev and he's not, the boy is not mechuyev to assume that that's going to be the case, and memela v'chiyai gavna the paiskim are actually miyayets that midine lashon hara it's better not to say yeah.
We say that the boil, whether it's the man or the woman, should say it in front of a basin, the daf ball din, and then have the basin tell the spouse. That way you have Adam.
Well, the problem is this. The problem is that who would be the Adam? The basin?
Yeah.
Yeah, the problem is Hadas Baldin doesn't work to be Mafkia and Isha Mibaila. It certainly doesn't work for the Baal. The Baal's Hadas Baldin cannot be Mafkia. And even the woman's Hadas Baldin, because of Shemaina Nasna Biacher, Chazal deprived her Edus as a Kayach. So even if there's a Basin that heard it, in fact, Fakir, they say you shouldn't go to a Basin. In fact, this is what the Gemara says. The Gemara actually says Beferish. In Eidachot Biarayas, remember this is the famous Gemara? Somebody committed an Aveira, and an Eid Echad went and testified in a Beis Din, and he got Malkus. So, Tuvia Chata V'Zigud Mangit, Tuvia does a Chait, and Zigud gets hit. He says, yeah, it's Lashon Hara. To go to a Beis Din, when the basin cannot paskin, al pi your edus, is actually called a maisa of lashon hara.
Huh? She can say it about herself.
She could. On the other hand, that's the takana of eina nasna v'yachar. In other words, you're right. Miikra din, she could. By the way, the Ran, just to recall, the Ran asks the kasha generally. If miikra din, a woman who says tamei ani, is forbidden to her husband because she made herself shavya nafshe chaticha di sura, how could the Rabbanan matter her? They're matering an Eishas Ish. I'm sorry, they're matering a Saita. How could they matter a Saita? Shavya nafshe chaticha. So the Ran says it's a tremendous chiddush. The Ran says that the way Chazal permit the woman is by afkinu Rabbanan likdushin mine, meaning like this. But you'll see a big nafkamina. The way it works is that since everybody who's Makadesh is Makadesh only with us come of the Chachamim said that when you married a woman, if 50 years later she's going to say, Tameya Anilach, I was Mazane Baratzan, the Kedushin was never Chal, and therefore the woman that was Mazane was a Panuya, not an Eishas Ish.
Go back to the other guy.
Huh? She could even go back to the other guy. Now,
but the Metakan not to do that, so...
Huh? Say again?
The Metakan not
no,
to
but
do
that's
so
the...
It's like defeating the purpose.
No, why? In other words...
She wanted to get out of the marriage, and now she's out of it.
The Metakan in order not to let her...
Oh, okay. The answer has to be... No, you're right. Yeah, you're just saying. The answer has... No, the answer has to be that they were mafkia the first Kedushin, but then later... Post Zanus, any Bia they had is a new Kedushe Bia. In other words, she's Lemaisa, yes, I would be Chazer. Yeah. But then we have a Nan Ansada, you know, it could be Rusay Mechada. But let me just say, the Ran says the following consequence. L'chaira, if the reason why Tamei Ani Lach is Mutter is because of Afkas Kedushin, then there are going to be cases where there's no way out. For example, let's say she's an Ashes Kohen. Now, if an Eishes Kohen says, I was raped, I'm an Anusa, she's forbidden to her husband. Maybe she's saying it, Shemayna Nasna Biacher. Now, there too, we could say, if she's saying she was an Anusa only because she was Mazana, even against her will, Afkinu Rabban Lekdushne will allow her to stay with her husband. But what if she says, not that I was just raped by a regular jid? What if she says, I was raped by a goy or a mamzer? Now, if an Eishes Kohen is raped by a goy or a mamzer, she becomes a zayna and she can't live with the kohen. Now, l'chaira, even if you're mafkia kedushin, she's going to be forbidden to her husband. And yet, Chazal still made a takana that she's not believed. So the Ran wants to be mechadesh. The Ran is mechadesh. That which Chazal say, the woman cannot asser herself to her husband, is only by Eishes Yisrael, where she says she was Mazana Baratzan, or by Eishes Kohen, where she says even Beones, a Yisrael, raped her. So Bechi Hai Gavne, by Hafkos Kedushin, we can allow her to stay married to her husband. Aber Zakhtaran, by an Eishes Kohen, that's Niveles, to a guy or a mamzer, b'chi hai gavna, the husband would have to believe her, and there's no heter of shema eineha nasna v'yacher, because the chachamim can't, they don't have a mechanism to make such a takana. Now, unfortunately, you know, you learn a ran, a beautiful ran, a lamda sharan, unfortunately, This is going to be a much more significant problem than married women that have affairs. And the reason is very, very simple. I'm sure all of you are aware of the fact of what's called the Shidduch crisis for Kohanim. Now, what is the Shidduch crisis for Kohanim? A Kohen who becomes a Baal Tshuva, who's older, who's in his 30s, will generally seek to marry a woman of this, approximately the same age. Usually a Baal Tshuva, a Baalas Tshuva. In this day and age, people are unfortunately sexually active. And sexually active women are not just divorced, which is one type of problem, but often they're nivellus la'akam. So, let's imagine this situation. a variation. Kohen marries woman. Woman is Choseres B'tshuva. Let's say both of them are Choseres B'tshuva. Woman now wants to know, does she have to tell her husband that she was Niveles to a goy? Now, Rav Vosner's lamdus is that if she stamazai was mazana with a guy, a yid, we could be simich she's not mechliyev to tell her husband, because even if she tells her husband, the husband doesn't have to believe her because of shema einaha nasna biyachar. Aber, according to the Ran, that would only work by stam's nus, because the chachamim could be mafkiya kedushin. But the gabe eishes kayin, that's nesra, there is no takana of shema einaha nasna biyachar. And what does that mean? That means the husband is mechuyev to believe her. Al shavya nafshe chaticha disura. Is she mechuyev to tell him? Now, even if you go back to the idea that according to the Rush, it's shevi al tasa, that doesn't work for her because she's doing a maisa. In other words, it's not the shevi al tasa of the third party guy. In other words, the guy that was with her, of course, he's a guy. He doesn't have to say, but yeah, that's good. But she herself. So I'm going to leave this as a big tzarechian, which I didn't see Rav Vosner have a psak in this, and that is l'chayra, the problem of the Eishes Kohen. Now, not everybody's masking with the Ran. Some people actually learn that even by Eishes Kohen, the husband doesn't have to believe her, and they go with a different getter. They say that a woman has no koach to be mafkia, the shibud of the husband, and there's no shavya nafshe, so it could be like that, you're okay. But I just, my only ha'ara is that according to the Ran, the kulos of the Ben Ish Chai and the kulos of Rav Vosner are not going to apply by Eishes Kohen, unless her claim is she was simply mezana with a guy, or even an anusa. But if she says she was with a goy, nachri, there would be no hetter for that.
You're relying on rov.
What's the rov?
She had no idea if it was a Jew or
not. The rov or goy. I mean, chutzlar is the rov or goy, for sure. Rov would not help her. in Eretz Yisrael, yeah, there still could be. Could
well,
be.
If she was like Cohen in Yisrael, she never said there was a Cohen or not.
Yeah.
But that's what we do. But if a woman comes up and she's moida that she was mezana, are you mechuyev to? And she doesn't know what the implications of that are. Are you mechuyev to tell her that she's now sarel bailon?
Well, remember, the bottom line of the halacha is that even if she says she was mezana, she's mutter lebal. Remember, I mean, don't forget. I mean, the Mishnah says
if she says mesechel fitumol, say
no, but even.
She's coming to the Rav for an Eitzah, and she brings this, comes out there. She's not saying it because
in other words, you're asking Stam. I mean, you're asking Stam. According to Halacha, if she says she was Rosanna Masicha Lefituma, is she Nemenes, or do I say Shemayna? I have to be reminded of the Halacha. I mean, I believe the Halacha is that even by Masicha Lefituma, the Chachamim basically said that she's not Neman to Aser herself Lebaila. Yeah. Say again. Avadei Chumra and what?
Avadei Kahuna, maybe he's not a Kohen.
Well, that's Shaykh. The funny thing is that somebody at the RCA Basin in America once told me that, he says he's very offended. He's a Kohen, and being a Kohen is a big zechus. He says, every day, five people call him up. They want to have like a certificate that they're not Kohanim. In other words, we have an Aseinu Harabim. I mean, it's a big schuss, of course, Kedushas Kahuna. But to be a Baal Tshuva that's a Kohen is a very, very difficult, very, very difficult situation. Ad Kidei Kach, that there are some poskim, well, we'll talk about this, because this is a Nogea also, very Nogea, that they say you can't marry anybody in America. They basically say that even if a woman says that she wasn't Mizana, so there's no Cheskes Kashrus at all. They say above a certain age, there is absolutely no cheskes kashrus, and you can't marry. Now that's a very big chumrah, but the Maisa, many poskim say you can't marry anybody. Any girl in America over 21 cannot be married by a kohen. Yeah. Okay.